On Monday, we began taking a pro-con look at vaccinations, whether our children should be vaccinated or not. We gave a little bit of the background, and as I mentioned before, I will say this just as another preface to the rest of this discussion, this examination. Although we're generally told that vaccinations really don't cause any health problems for our children, that's not entirely true. There are times when vaccinations have been known to have caused problems for our children, and particularly, especially, children within specific population groups. And it was known that a specific vaccination was causing specific problems within a particular group, especially, not exclusively, but especially for this one group. And I do plan to have that discussion with you at a later date. But for now, let's continue to look at the pro-con. And again, courtesy of procon.org, the pro-con argument, the pro-con debate about vaccinating our children, with the pros being the group that says, yes, we should vaccinate our children. In other words, vaccines should be required for children. And the cons are the individuals and groups saying, no, vaccinations should not be required for our children. All right. On Monday, we started with the cons. So today, let's start with the pros, who are again saying vaccines should be required for children. Here's one of their points, one of their arguments. The ingredients in vaccines are safe in the amounts used. Ingredients like thimerosal, formaldehyde, and aluminum can be harmful in large doses, but they're not used in harmful quantities in vaccines. Now, please notice, they did not say that these ingredients, these chemicals, are not used in vaccines. They said they're not used in harmful quantities in vaccines. They said the children exposed to more aluminum in breast milk and infant formula than they are exposed to in vaccines. Dr. Paul Offit notes that children are exposed to more bacteria, viruses, toxins, and other harmful substances in one day of normal activity than are in vaccines. With the exception of inactivated flu vaccines, thimerosal, which is a mercury compound, has been removed or reduced to trace amounts in vaccines for children under 6 years old. The FDA requires up to 10 or more years of testing for all vaccines before they're licensed, and then they're monitored by the CDC and the FDA to make sure the vaccines and the ingredients used in the vaccines are safe. So are you confident that they are safe? All right, here's the second con. They're opposed to vaccines being required for children. They say that vaccines contain harmful ingredients, the exact opposite of what the pros say. Some physicians believe thimerosal, which is an organic mercury compound found in trace amounts in one flu vaccine for children and other vaccines for adults, is linked to autism. Please keep this one especially in mind. Some physicians believe thimerosal, an organic mercury compound found in trace amounts in one flu vaccine for children and other vaccines for adults, is linked to autism. Aluminum is used in some vaccines, and excess aluminum in human bodies can cause neurological harm. Formaldehyde, which is, of course, one of the chemicals used in treating or embalming deceased peoples, formaldehyde, also found in some vaccines, is a carcinogen. And according, in other words, something that can cause cancer. And according to vaxtruth.org, exposure can cause side effects such as cardiac impairment, central nervous system depression, changes in higher cognitive functions, coma, convulsions, and death. Glutaraldehyde, which is a compound used to disinfect medical and dental equipment, is used in some DTaP vaccinations, and exposure can cause asthma and other respiratory issues. Some flu vaccines contain cetyl trimethyl ammonium bromide, also known as CTMB, which is a compound used as an antiseptic, which can be a skin, eye, and respiratory irritant. Some polio, TD, and DTaP vaccines contain 2-phenoxyethanol, which is an antibacterial that is a skin and eye irritant that can cause headache, shock, convulsions, kidney damage, cardiac and kidney failure, and death. Some vaccines for the flu contain chicken egg protein, which can be harmful to children who are allergic to eggs. Some vaccines for PCV, HPV, human papillomavirus, DTaP, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and Hib contain yeast proteins, which, according to VaxTruth and Dr. Joseph McCullough, an alternative medicine proponent, contain MSG that can cause migraines, irritable bowel syndrome, asthma, diabetes, Alzheimer's, Lou Gehrig's disease, attention deficit disorder, seizure, and stroke. Okay. Be thinking about these things now. Please be thinking about these and, you know, storing some of this in your memory bank. We bring this information to you so that you can be ready to grasp what you can grasp. Put it to life. Put it to work in your lives. Let it work for you. Help you make some well-informed decisions. Now, we're going pro-con here. And so I definitely want you to listen to both sides of the issue and be analyzing what you're hearing. You have the right to do that. Analyze what you're hearing. Determine whether or not you think it makes sense. Okay, I'll be right back. And by the way, speaking of determine whether or not you think it makes sense, you have the right to determine whether or not you think the statements are true. Sometimes people say things and they really believe it to be true, but the information is wrong. Sometimes people give us wrong information and they know it's not correct.